This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega in for Joanne Allen. We have a correction to a story from the last hour. Two people in their 40s are among those who have died from COVID-19 in Colorado. The governor misspoke when he said someone younger than 40 had died. The state's death toll from the new coronavirus is now 51. Governor Polis says that Colorado's stay-at-home order will probably be extended from its original end date in early April.
At this point, it's very unlikely that April 11th date will be the date, given that President Trump has moved it to April 30th.
He says that the spreading is slowing under the order and there are other signs that social distancing is working. Polis points to the 60% reduction of cars on the roads. He says he wants that to decrease to the 70 to 80% range. Colorado lawmakers are extending their legislative break until Thursday to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Originally, the bipartisan plan from legislative leaders was for a majority of lawmakers to sign a letter to suspend the session through April 13th. But some lawmakers questioned whether they could adjourn without taking a formal vote. The legislature has also asked the Colorado Supreme Court to decide how much time lawmakers would have to finish their work whenever they do return to the Capitol. The legislature hopes to have an answer to that question before they decide how long of a break to take. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It's 55, partly cloudy in Denver, sunny and 55 in Grand Junction. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.